Yesterday we were learning between Mincha Ma'ariv at the end of Yom Tov. We were learning about the Dinim of Sefira Se'emer, just to continue a little bit with that and discuss generally about Sefira Se'emer. Number one, we mentioned that if somebody asks you what day of the... somebody asks, what's tonight's Omer? So the custom Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to say yesterday was 2. You're not supposed to say what tonight is. Why? Because once you say tonight is 10, so then you did the mitzvah already. If you did the mitzvah already, you can't make a bracha. Because once you do a mitzvah, once you shake the lulav, you can't make a bracha on it anymore because you already did the mitzvah.
One second.
What happens though if somebody asks you what's tonight and you say 10? That's all you say, 10? Then you're not yetzer because you have to say tonight or today is 10. If you just say 10, you're not yetzer, and therefore you could count that night with a bracha. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch says it's still better to say yesterday was 9, let's say. Now it also says in Shulchan Aruch that a person should be careful after Shkia, after sundown, if they're just talking, they shouldn't say tonight is the 10th day of the Omer. By the way, it's not, as you can understand. If somebody shouldn't say tonight is the 10th day of the Omer, like in the morning, say this morning, somebody could have said, yeah, tonight's the 10th. But after Plaga Mincha, it says in Halacha, you should be careful, but especially after Shkia, a person should be careful after Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter of Halachic hours before sundown, they already shouldn't say tonight is so-and-so. They should say yesterday was this and this number. Now, B'diavad, you're yoytzeh, even though l'chatchila you're not supposed to. Therefore, those minyonim that bring in Shabbos early or they daven ma'ariv early really should count the Omer later in the proper zman, like Krishma. What?
After
tzeis. After tzeis, yeah.
So, what? When you say the bracha, it says, for example, today is the 10th day of the Omer. So if you tell someone today is the 10th, how is it?
Even if you don't say the word La Omer,
how?
You still, because they're asking you, what is tonight's Omer? So you say, tonight is 10, so then you mean tonight, 10th day of the Omer. As long as you use the word today or tonight, and you say the number, that's no good. I mean, it's good, but you can't make a bracha anymore that night because you already did the mitzvah. By the way, Sefira Se'emer could be done in any language. It doesn't have to be, Dafka in Hebrew. What?
Why do some people say bit Omer instead of like we have a minute to say lit Omer. But some people I see they say bit Omer.
It's a difference in like any other nusach, the text. Forget, the question is, the Rebbe asks a question, if Chabad custom is we don't say Ba'imer, we say La'imer, so why do we call the holiday Lag Ba'imer? We should call it Lag La'imer. Because we don't say La'imer, we say Ba'imer. Okay, the question is in the Omer or to the Omer? Difference is how you utilize the date. So the Rebbe brings down that one answer the Rebbe brings is because it's brought down that Lag Ba'imer, without a vav, is a numerical value of Moshe. And because Rashbi was the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu of his generation, so when Yartit of Rashbi, we say Lag Ba'imer. That's the basic answer. Okay. Now, there's a lot of interesting shahs. Like, what happens if somebody writes? They don't say, tonight is 10. They write, today is the 10th day of the Omer. Are you yaitz or not? There's all discussion aloha about all these things.
Texted or
yeah, it would be the same. Well, that's like writing, to a certain extent.
So are you yaitz?
They bring down different opinions if you're yaitz or not. But for instance, even if you say alibis, okay, what happens if somebody says, on the 25th night, they say, tonight is chafei. So some of that brings out, some people say you're yaitzah, some people say you're not yaitzah. It's a lot of interesting things. But let's discuss when is the Omer, we know the Omer is a mourning period. Because 24,000 students of Rabbi Kiva passed away in the days of the Omer. Okay? So there's different opinions in halacha when, and therefore you find different customs in the Omer based on this argument, when did the students of Rabbi Akiva die? It implies clearly in halacha that they died for 33 days. Some people maintain that they started dying from the beginning of the Omer. And therefore, after the 33rd day of the Omer, after Lag BaOmer, they don't have the mourning period of the Omer. In fact, the Sephardic community of Bechlau does that. They only keep until Lag BaOmer, because they go with the opinion in Halacha that says they started dying from the first day of the Omer, and they stopped dying on the 33rd day of the Omer. Other opinions say that no, it doesn't begin from the second night of Pesach, the laws of mourning, not the counting of the Omer. The laws of mourning begin from Beis Ir. Nemaz Nisin, it doesn't apply. In fact, in the Litvisha world, they make chasenis until through the Shchedish Nisin, they make chasenis. The Frum Yeshivisha world, they make chasenis, not after Lag BaOmer, they don't make, but they start the Omer from the second day of Ir. So until the second day of Ir, they don't do any weddings. In Chabad, according to the Arizal, it's the whole 49 days, with the exception of Lag BaOmer. So therefore, we keep actually the whole 49 days of the Omer, based on the Arizal that says the whole time is a time of mourning. Now, what are the dinim that are involved? What? No, you pointed to it, that's nothing. You have to either say it or write it, but if you just point in the Siddur, you didn't do anything, you just pointed. If somebody davens by pointing in the Siddur, you're not fulfilling your obligation. If you bench, pointing in the Siddur, you have to say the words.
Question.
What?
If you party on the 33rd day, why can't you shave or do anything of that? You party, you're getting married.
Yeah, the dinim of Sfira, by the way, are different times of different dinim. For instance, on Lag BaOmer, you can get married, you can get that, do you have music, right, okay? But even that's not so simple. But according to many opinions, you could take a haircut then for Lag BaOmer also. If you're getting married that day, then you could take a haircut. We don't. It's interesting. The Rebbe had a very interesting custom that Chassidim didn't do, and the Rebbe did it for, it was a while that he did it, and a while he didn't do it. The Rebbe didn't take a haircut Lag BaOmer, unless if Lag BaOmer was Sunday, there were times the Rebbe took a haircut Friday before. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch, if Lag BaOmer is Sunday, so then you can already take a haircut, because you're going to take a haircut Sunday for Lag BaOmer, so you can take it already for Shabbos. Like this, a regular Lag BaOmer, the Rebbe wouldn't take a haircut. And then later years, he stopped that also. But there were times when there was a Lag BaOmer was Sunday, the Rebbe would take a haircut Friday before Lag BaOmer, like this, and a regular Lag BaOmer didn't take any haircuts. But there's dinim of, I'll give you another example. Shleish Yisimei Hagbala, which are the 3 days before Shavuos. We can listen to music, we can get married, but we don't cut our hair. In Chabad, we don't cut our hair until Mamish Erev Shavuos. Well, this year, Erev Shavuos is Shabbos, so then you can take a haircut Friday. Even though Friday is not Erev Shabbos.
After Chatzos.
No, before, doesn't matter. Before. The Rebbe on Shabbos said that he's not happy with those people that take a haircut in Shlosh Yisimei Hagbala. So you see, you can get married, which by the way is stricter than a haircut. You can get married, you can listen to music, you can do everything, but no haircut. So everything has its own difference of,
why can't you take a haircut?
The Rebbe Rashab said no. That's why.
Music, yes.
Not, no. The Rebbe didn't take only out of Shavuos.
Music, yes.
The barbers would get overloaded.
Yeah. So they'll make a living that day. Okay, another thing is, now, you're allowed to, during the time of the Omer, you don't make a shachyanu. Like this, you have a new fruit, you make a shachyanu. You buy expensive new clothing, you make a shachyanu. During the Omer, we don't make a Shachianu. Which, interesting, it became revealed later by the Rebbe in the Yechidus to some chief rabbis of Israel. When they were by the Rebbe said, and the Chassidim didn't know that until then, that on Shabbos you could make Shachianu during the Omer. And during the 3 weeks, between Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, even Shabbos, the Rebbe writes, we don't say Shachianu. But Svir halachically is much easier than the 3 weeks. So our minig is that we don't make a Shachianu during Svir HaSoim, which means you don't need a new fruit, you don't buy new clothing that are expensive, except for Shabbos, because our custom is, even though the Mishnah doesn't say that, but the custom in halacha is that you make a Shachianu not when you buy the garment, but when you wear it. Shulchan Aruch says when you buy a garment, you make a Shachianu. But the halacha is that we make a Shachianu when we wear that. If you make a Shachianu by wearing garments. So you make a Shachianu when you wear the new garment. So then you wear it on Shabbos and then you can make a Shachianu. We do that, we may do the Shachianu on fruits.
No, I'm saying, do we make a Shachianu on the garment or do we buy new fruits?
Some people do, some people don't. It depends how often you buy it also. You know, years ago, people bought a new suit once every 5-10 years. Okay, so then it was a simcha. Today you buy who knows what you buy. But the enochanami, if somebody buys, let's say, a brand new talis, you don't buy a talis every year, right? So then, l'chayde and halacha, you'd be allowed to make a shechion, a new talis.
But if a pair of socks really makes you happy, you can make shechion.
If a new pair of socks makes you happy, there's other brachas that should be made, but not shechion. Reif chayleim, some others, whatever the bracha should be. Okay. Also, so you don't make, but you're allowed to have, let's say, bar mitzvahs, but you can't have music because we don't listen to music during the time of the omer.
But even chol hamoed.
No, chol hamoed you could. Chol Hamoed is an exception. By the way, even though there's opinions in Allah that say Chol Hamoed not, but Lepre, we don't do that. Chol Hamoed, if you watched Living Torah last night, the Rebbe was speaking to a rally of kids during Chol Hamoed, there was blasting music. You saw the music. Pimenta was playing. Mm-hmm. Eli Lipska was playing. They were playing Chol Hamoed. They were playing music in front of the Rebbe.
Does it make a big difference if it's live music or if it's pipe music?
Generally speaking, most poskim hold that when you're not allowed to listen to live music, you're not allowed to listen to taped music. Some poskim even say a cappella music you shouldn't listen to. Now, a cappella is people singing that make it sound like instruments. It's not really instruments, but they... But that's a bell we're making on a cappella. But during, let's say, Svidus Se'em, a kid is becoming bar mitzvah, so you can make a bar mitzvah, but you can't have music. Now, even Lag Ba'emer, by the way, it's not so simple. There are many opinions hold that if there's a wedding, Lag Ba'emer, you shouldn't get married the night of Lag Ba'emer. Only the day of Lag Ba'emer. And then, if you got married during the day of Lag Ba'emer, then you can continue into the night with the music. Huh?
Not at night, only day.
Some poskim hold at night also. According to Kabbalah Lucha'era, you should be able to get married the night of Lag Ba'imer. There was a time the Rebbe didn't want it, and that also changed. That wedding started being the night of Lag Ba'imer. But, like this year, Lag Ba'imer is Thursday, we're talking Wednesday night.
So Wednesday night and Thursday night?
Yeah, but preferred is to do a Thursday day, and then once you started the chuppah by day, you can extend the wedding into at night. Now, you don't get a haircut during the time of the Omer. Even up Sharonish, you don't make, if a kid was born, let's say, a week after Pesach, or whatever, you don't do the up Sharonish until Lag Ba'imer. Lag Ba'imer is the first time you're allowed to take a haircut. Then in Chabad, we do up Sharonish and Lag Ba'imer, because it's the mitzvah or the minig of whatever it is. Okay, technically, from the time that the Omer comes, meaning from Seisim Kochavim, or half an hour before that, you shouldn't do melacha. Okay, from Shkia until you count the Omer, men and women have a custom, Shkinoch says that they don't do melacha. But the question is, and therefore, the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch, it could be those women that don't count the Omer a whole night should not do work a whole night. But the brother, that's not the minig. They do work. Whether women count the Omer or not, there's different customs. A lot of places women count the Omer, a lot of places they don't count the Omer. Whatever they do is fine.
Many times they depend on the woman.
Huh?
Many times depend on the woman.
Depend on the woman.
How high they
know to count. Yeah. Okay, the Sudas, you can even get engaged during the time of the Omer. Okay, there's one thing it's too late to get into now about the international date, then we'll deal with that next time. Oh, yeah.